Welcome to Jersey Guys Sports, your sports talk home for the Yanks, Giants, Rangers, and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And I'm your host, Don. Thanks for listening. Today I'm going to be talking about the New York Giants, who passed on taking a quarterback at number 6 overall in the NFL draft, and will probably pay the price for this in years to come. So let's go ahead and get started. So where to begin? The Giants had the number 6 overall draft pick in the NFL draft, which began on Thursday night with the number 1 picks being selected. And instead of choosing a potential franchise quarterback, the Giants chose wide receiver Malik Nabers from LSU. Now, this Nabers wide receiver is supposedly an electric wide receiver, has lots of speed, runs a 4.34, 40. He has absolutely no size, by the way. He's 6'0", so 6 foot flat, which is quite small for an NFL receiver. And also pretty damn small to be picked number 6 overall, by the way. But this certainly is not a criticism of Malik Nabers, because he's a good receiver. And, you know, the Giants will be better than they were this year at receiver by having Malik Nabers on the team. This is more about the Giants not picking a quarterback at number 6 overall. And if you know the past drafts, we've had high draft picks because the Giants have been so bad for so long. We've had top 10 picks in many of the last 5 or 6 years. And each time we've passed on picking a quarterback. And we are going to pay the price this year going forward for not picking a quarterback in the first round. At number 6 overall, the Giants had the ability to select either J.J. McCarthy from Michigan, Michael Penix from Washington, Bo Nix from Oregon. All three were available at number 6. The Giants passed on all of them. And all three of those, by the way, went a few picks later in the draft. I think Penix went at number 8, and McCarthy went maybe number 10 or 11, I forget, and then Bo Nix went a little bit later. But all three were available. All three were drafted just after the Giants decided not to go for it, after the Giants picked Malik Nabers. In not choosing a quarterback in round 1, the Giants have effectively kind of lost one of their chances, one of their last chances in my mind, to draft this high and grab a potential franchise quarterback. One of the last chances in the next couple of years. And it's going to cost the Giants. And by the way, before we get too far, to any and all that think Daniel Jones is already this guy, you know, our franchise quarterback, here's a newsflash. Wake the fuck up. You've got to be kidding me. Daniel Jones is not a franchise quarterback who can win a Super Bowl for us. I'm sorry. And I know the continual complaints from the, you know, Daniel Jones defenders online, and that includes a lot of the writers and talking heads on TV, Giants writers and beat writers. I'm sorry. There's complaints, obviously, about the offensive line, how bad it's been, the lack of receivers, and that is true. The team in general has been terrible top to bottom, and that includes every single place in it, from the punter to the defense to the offensive line to the receivers, and certainly the quarterback, right? The rest of those positions correctly get assessed as being terrible. But for some reason, half of the population does not assess Jones as being terrible, only the other things. Jones didn't do great because he never had an offensive line, because he never had that spectacular receiver he could throw to, right? Every single excuse in the book is lined up as to why Daniel Jones is not a great quarterback. Daniel Jones was drafted at number 6 overall way back in, what was it, 2019? God, I should have checked before this podcast. But, you know, he was drafted at number 6 with huge potential. And he's had, let's see, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. This will be year number 6 for Daniel Jones, right? Year number 6. Now, are you telling me in all of those years of playing, between his injuries and his poor play, no matter what the status of the team is, that he couldn't have shown some glimmer of being a great quarterback if he really was a great quarterback? Great quarterbacks overcome certain things, right? And it's not to say that you're going to lead terrible teams to great records when you're a great quarterback, but the bottom line is this. We need a great quarterback. Teams that win the Super Bowl have great quarterbacks, not average quarterbacks, not pretty good quarterbacks. You need a great quarterback to win games and to win Super Bowls in this modern age of football. And that's the bottom line. And we don't have a great quarterback. And I'm sorry. When everyone points to, look at how much pressure Jones is under. Look how much he's scrambling. And of course, that's true. Our offensive line and the Giants is a disaster. Everybody knows that. No one is saying it's false. But there are things to assess for the quarterbacks that don't involve plays like that. You know, if the Giants, if you look at a, you know, a period of, say, 5 or 6 games, right? Take any 5 or 6 game stretch of Daniel Jones' career, right? And you look at all of the passes, all of the passing situations in those games. A lot of them, he'll be under pressure. Others, he will not be under pressure, right? A fair amount of those, he will not be under pressure. And if you look at those plays where Jones has pocket protection, open receivers, and you assess those throws, just those, the perfect situation, he doesn't look good. So the point is that you don't have to only look at the situations where the line is leaky, right? There are situations where he has time. He makes the wrong call. He doesn't throw particularly well on the run. He never throws the ball deep, never. He is a terrible yards per pass passer, one of the worst in the league. Even the year where we were good, you know, better, I would say, the first year where Dable came in and the Giants were, what were we, 9-8? Jones was still last in football at throwing the ball downfield. But like the quarterback who threw the least amount of passes over 20 yards in the whole league. Again, there's a difference, and the distinction I'm trying to make here is a difference between having a quarterback who is decent, which possibly Jones can be, and having a quarterback that can lead a team to a Super Bowl. So for the fans out there listening to this, thinking about this, what is it you want? What is your goal here, right? I mean, if your goal is to just be decent and not to suck, well, congratulations. Whoop-de-friggin-do. You're going to get that because the team will be better this year. It will be. You know, we made some pretty good free agency moves. You know, we brought in a really good linebacker and edge rusher. Excuse me. We now have a pretty good wide receiver. We brought in some offensive linemen. We shook up the defense with a defensive coordinator change. The team is going to be better. Great. That's awesome. Right. We have Daniel Jones on contract for one more year at $42 million more. Right. And so for this 1 year, we might be a little better. Right. Instead of the 6 games we won this year, what are we going to win? 8 games, 9 games with a really good year, maybe 10 games, you know, then that's stretching it with having to play the Eagles and the Cowboys twice. But maybe. Right. Great. Is that everybody's goal, to win 9 games and go 9-8? Is that what everybody wants? Because I feel like that's where we are as a Giants crowd, and it sucks because our goals need to be higher. We cannot wish to just not suck, right? I know that it helps because, oh, now I'm looking forward to Sunday. We don't suck. That's great for the short term. But once that you get past that and you continue to lose every goddamn year to the Eagles twice, every single time, right? Do you think, by the way, with Daniel Jones, we're going to be able to beat the Eagles? Raise your hand now if you think that. No? No? Because you're right. We will not, right? We are not going to beat a team like the Eagles or other great teams with Daniel Jones a quarterback. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Now, the bottom line is the goal needs to be planning strategically on how we can get from where we are now and to build a team strategically that ends up with us, you know, winning a Super Bowl down the line. How do you get from here to there? You don't get from here to there with Daniel Jones a quarterback. You just don't. Everyone knows that after the season ends, it would be a miracle if the Giants pick up another year of him at $42 million. And if they do, I'll bang my head again. So say we go through the season, whether we have a good team or a bad team, at the end of that year, 2024 season, the Giants are going to, again, not have a quarterback because they're not going to pick up Daniel Jones's option. So then what? Everybody says, yeah, we'll just get a quarterback in next year's draft. I've seen writers write that. I've seen people on Twitter say that. And these are sports writers. They do this for a living. The Giants will just get a quarterback next year. Some will say they'll just draft a quarterback today in the second round. Great. So the idea is either you pick some guy in the second round now who is way worse than those three I mentioned in the first round. Because if you're going to draft a quarterback, you know, why would you draft a really good one who could be a potential franchise quarterback when you can just grab someone from somewhere in the second round? Yeah, that'll win us a championship. That aside for a second, the people that say, yeah, next year, 2025, we'll just grab a quarterback, as if it's that easy, right? Keep in mind, we were at the number six pick overall this year, number six. And there were a number, three, four, five, six good quarterbacks available this year. And there isn't always that many in a draft. This year, there was a lot of good quarterbacks available. And we were at number six. And apparently, we were not high enough to trade up properly in position to draft the quarterback that we need. At number six overall, with in a draft with a lot of good quarterbacks. Next year, say we win eight games, nine games, because again, we will be better this year, guys. It's not like the Giants are going to be worse because Daniel Jones is here or because anything else. It's hard to be worse than we were this year with six wins. So we're going to be better. Maybe we'll have eight wins. Maybe we'll have nine wins. Guess what? You know where we're going to draft next year? We're going to draft at 14, 13, 16. God, if we win nine games, you know, we could draft at 18. Who knows? Tell me, raise your hand and tell me how we get from that draft position up to a spot where we can actually draft a franchise quarterback that can eventually lead us to a Super Bowl. Because again, guys, if you're not thinking about getting a franchise quarterback who can lead us to a Super Bowl, you're thinking short term and you have very small goals and you're going to be ultimately disappointed. Again, it's okay if you just want to be entertained and not have the team suck. Well, you know what? You might get that. But for someone who wants the Giants to get back to, you know, being able to beat good teams, great teams, when you watch today's NFL, everyone knows it's all about the quarterback. I don't care about the rest of the pieces they added. I don't care, right? All that does is make you maybe pretty good, right? And again, we have to assess goals here, and that's not my goal. Maybe for everyone that's listening, that is your goal. I just want to be pretty good. Well, you know what? There's a chance we're going to be pretty good, and that's great. And I want to be clear in saying that the Giants will be better in 2024. I'm not saying they're going to be shitty or awful. There's a chance they could be, but there is no chance the Giants are going to be great in 2024. None. Or 2025 at this point, right? Because they have just lost their chance, you know, many in the last couple of years to draft an elite quarterback. And they passed on it because they have some kind of misplaced confidence in Daniel Jones and refuse to properly assess talent. And that's always what everything starts and ends with when you are building championship teams. And that is the proper assessment of talent. And if you are assessing Daniel Jones as a passer who can lead you to a Super Bowl, you have not properly assessed talent and you have basically lost your chance to build a Super Bowl winning team. There are lots of other goals. That's my goal. I want the team to get to a Super Bowl. It starts and it ends with getting a real franchise quarterback. The Giants blew it. And, you know, if you're satisfied with just being okay, you might be happy in the 2024 season because there will be some improvement this year. But come back to me in a year when they do not renew Daniel Jones' contract. We're drafting at number 15, right? And we don't have a quarterback. We're not going to be able to get up to number 2 or 3 because we don't have the assets this year at 6 to get there. Who in the world thinks we're going to have the assets to get there next year from 15 or something like that? So come back in a year and tell me if this was worth it, passing on one of these guys. If you don't think either Penix or McCarthy or Bo Nix could possibly be a franchise quarterback, it would not have killed them to take a shot, right? We know what Daniel Jones is. If you don't know what Daniel Jones is after 6 years, then, you know, there's really some mismanagement by the, you know, the GMs at this point. But everyone should know what Daniel Jones is at this point. And what he is a mediocre quarterback at best who can lead the team to 9 or 10 wins at best. Again, that's all I have for you today. And that's not what should be our goal, but I guess it is. I'm more disappointed than angry at this point, but there's not much more to say on that. So I'm going to end this here and hope that, you know, some miracle happens and, you know, the Giants find some way next year to actually get a quarterback on this team. I want to thank you for listening to Jersey Guy Sports. Please subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends all about it. I'll be back soon with some more sports talk. Thanks. Have a good day.